state with Ohio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Alan Eric Dubosky. You can find me on Facebook. It's been a while since I've done a show. This is The Everyman Show, and I'm your host. And, you know, the reason I'm doing a show this evening is, of course, because of what we're seeing in Baltimore. What we saw with Michael Brown was a small microcosm of the George Soros-funded attacks on the United States of America. That's right. George Soros funded Ferguson $33 million over a year ago. People seem to forget that this man is an anarchist terrorist funder. He's fundamentally transforming the United States. He is a constant, constant nightmare when it comes to trying to get the message across that black people should never, ever rise up about something called racism and some trash about a past that, well, let's just say the entire planet was involved in. Well, the Spanish started slavery probably back in the 1400s or 1500s. The English were heavily involved in it. After all, they still completely run 20% of the brown populations on the globe, and they tax these people into oblivion. And, of course, you know, the UN is out there running around raping children, running child traffic issues, running drugs, and all the other horrid nightmares that plague the brown people of this planet. I don't like calling them black because, of course, they're not black. If you want to talk about skin color, which Hitler enjoyed doing, and we all know that the British found Hitler, and he was funded by again by the Rothschilds and the, you know, the Rockefellers and Carnegie and Ford, and of course the Bush family, which have taken us into 9/11 and what we see now. But getting back to Baltimore, I posted on my Facebook page a cover of a Time Life magazine that I'm holding in my hand right now. And says on there, the civil rights face-off at Selma. The savage season begins. And you see the blue helmets, the cops standing there as they're coming over the bridge. And there's Martin Luther King leading the pack. Alabama troopers await marching Negroes in Selma. March 19, 1965. And for 35 cents back then, you could have purchased that magazine. It's in mint condition, by the way. And you know what's amazing is the magazine, too, is loaded with Saudi Arabians. It's loaded with propaganda telling us how we need to go there and take over these continents, of course, with the UN and UNESCO and the rest of the nightmare. But getting back to Baltimore, it's very difficult to get a black man to revisit Martin Luther King's words. Know a man by the content of his character, not by his skin color. We are all children of God. We are all children of Yahweh. And as you see Baltimore ripped apart because of the mayor, you know, I'm not even going to say her name. I find her to be disgusting, feckless, with her hip-hop hairdo. And, of course, we have this attorney general who comes out indicting six officers out of nowhere. And guess what? That case will be tossed out like an old tampon. Yeah, because that's what it is, a bloody, nasty old tampon. Okay, as Baltimore bleeds to death again, another historic, magnificent city. And I remind you that the British came up to Chesapeake Bay and loaded churches with women, children, pregnant women, young couples, and the townspeople, chained the doors shut, set the church ablaze, and cooked them alive. Yeah, that's what the British did in somewhere between 1812 and 1814. So here we are in the 200-year paradigm shift again. and it starts, and we have a CIA plant as a POTUS. He is not the president of the United States. He is a representative of the United States to the UN. Shame on you, Joseph Biden, you old Nazi, for having not spoken out on any of this. That's your job, sir. But I would suppose that you need to protect those Nazis that lived in northern Delaware and southern New Jersey that were imported here from 1947 to 1951. And, of course, we know that Kissinger is one of those people. How much more will you take, America? How much more are you going to put up with while we know that 9/11 was a nuclear event and the same people did it? The same people murdered those New Yorkers. The same people stole 350 nuclear nuke pits. Nuke pits are where the plutonium and the uranium balls are put in. The dynamite is put behind that, and then poof, you have a nuclear bomb. And, those were tac nukes that were put in the basements of the World Trade Centers on the Freon tanks, according to Gordon Duff and the Snowden-Putin document dump of State of the Nation. But, you know, look, Baltimore is a microcosm. Ferguson was a microcosm beta test. Baltimore is a ramp up. You see the lies. You see the omissions of true video surveillance. I don't know why they don't show the surveillance of the van blowing through the town, giving, you know, this young man, Freddie Gray, a nickel ride. Even this fellow, Alan, talks about the nickel ride, the rough ride, a run for his money. If you don't think that videos can be easily manipulated, you're wrong. I mean, after all, why would they go into the one shop or the several shops, collect those videos? And then, of course, the one shop that actually has some real damning information on the video, well, that shop was looted, and the video equipment along with the video stolen. That's right. That's how they roll. That's how they do it. That's what Nazis do. This is what Nazi socialists do when they run asymmetrical warfare on innocent people who have so much lead in their drinking water, you don't want to even bathe in it. They have so much fluoride in their drinking water, you don't want to drink it or brush your teeth in it. Yeah, fluoride, that's another Nazi invention that was used in the war camps. So what do we do about Baltimore? Where was Department of Homeland Security? Where were the people that were supposed to get out ahead of this? The chief of police, the mayor. You know, Larry Hogan is a Republican governor who has come into office after decades of Democratic rule in the state of Maryland. Maryland is a cesspool. Maryland is a crime wave tsunami-sized nightmare from hell. I'm from PG County, born in Washington, D.C., 8 months later, moving to PG County as a young man. I went to school at Bladensburg. Well, I went to school at Woodridge Elementary, then I went to Glenridge Junior High, then I went to Bladensburg Junior High, and then I went to Bladensburg Senior High, and then I went into the military and saw the world was a different place than right there inside the Beltway. I saw the world was a completely different mindset as what you'll find inside the Beltway. I cringe at what's coming for these young men while they were given space to destroy. I cringe at what is literally going to happen next. I told you in some of my other shows about the black sites up there in Detroit. Old Rahm Emanuel, yeah, he won that governorship again, or mayor, whatever the hell he is. Yeah, there he is. He's right up there, you know, running his game on these black folks. You know, they bring in the heroin on the C-130s, and they bring in the coke on the C-130s. Then they turn the coke into crack cocaine. The crack cocaine hits the streets just like Freeway Ricky Ross said. And these poor young black men who have no control, no impulse control whatsoever, God knows what they must go through on a daily basis. You know, I believe the liquor stores open at 6 a.m. in Baltimore. I believe there's a line at the cash register by 6:10. They said that Freddie Gray had a switchblade, which in fact it was just a spring-loaded assist knife that so many people carry in their pockets now. Here comes the attack on the pocket knives. Yeah, here comes the attack on the pocket knives for people that like to, well, carry a pocket knife. You know, people have been carrying knives for 500 years plus. I guess maybe 3,000 years. I don't know. But it's my opinion that until you take a knife and plunge it into the flesh of another human being, well, it's not a weapon. It has no real scary, you know, it's just not a scary item. Maybe the guy has to cut rope for a living. Maybe the guy has to cut black plastic straps. Who knows? Maybe it was a black knife. Yeah, that's what it was, a black knife. Yeah, a black knife. Boy, that's scary, isn't it? I feel so completely, again, sick for these people. I feel sick for the innocent people that are just trying to maybe go to the store, trying to go to work, trying to go to class. You saw that the Orioles ball field was empty. They're achieving exactly what they set out to achieve. Disaster, atrocity, fear and loathing and anger. That's what MKUltra does. And, of course, we know that so many of these mayors and governors and chiefs of police took a lot of money. A lot of money. They call it hazardous duty pay to run these operations. And I hope they choke on it. I hope their money brings them misery beyond the concept of humanity. It's a damn shame. It's a fraud. It's all by design. It's warfare. It's asymmetrical warfare. I'm almost sure they would teach this to the young cadets at West Point. That was Kissinger's specialty. Yeah, go look at his Bohemian Grove bio, at all the degrees he holds and all the MKUltra mind science he was involved in, you know, the neuroscience. You know, this guy Holmes over here that did this Aurora shooting case, his whole family was in the DARPA programs for years. His boss was a high-ranking Air Force an officer who ran, you know, these neurological sciences. And they used him. We've never heard about who opened the back door of the theater. You never get the truth. These black kids in Baltimore were not getting the truth. Oh, yeah, well, he flung himself about and hurt himself. He was put in the back of the van, shackled, hands tied, legs tied on his stomach while he rolled around, and he picked up four more prisoners. And he got himself the rough ride through the potholed streets, over the bumps, over the speed bumps. Yeah, but a simple-minded, drug-induced young man smoking pot said he had heroin in his system. I'm sure he had bat wings and fangs, and he probably was able to transform into a ginormous Hulk-like creature who could have ripped these police officers' heads off and sucked out their blood. Yeah. I'm sure that story is somewhere in the mix just in case they need it. This is the Everyman Show. My name is Alan Eric Dabosky, and no, I'm not crazy. I'm 58 years old. I lived through the 1968 riots. My father had a street down in Adams Morgan called Wayne's Delicatessen. And I remember going out and speaking with the National Guard sitting out front. They were standing out front, and they had their AK-47s and their full metal jackets, and they were walking around, and I was shooting pigeons with a pea shooter. And they laughed at me, and they said, "You should join the military, young man. You'd be good at it." And my father said, "Get the hell in here before I knock your head off. Give me that pea shooter and stop that. Stop killing innocent pigeons." Pigeons, ladies and gentlemen, that's what these black men are. That's what these poor, run-down, broken, psyoped, mentally annihilated, emotionally tormented piles of wreckage in shoe leather walking down the street. No hope, no future. All the beer companies, all the manufacturing companies, all the ship manufacturing and all the military armament manufacturing and all the other manufacturing plants that were in Baltimore for years and years and years and years and years through the world wars and on are gone. Now they have nothing but liquor stores, convenience shops. Yeah, nothing but bait everywhere. Bait and hooks and a long line right to prison as they reel them in on their ginormous rods, landing them like giant carp. The 68 riots were an etched memory in my mind. I will never be able to. I'm thinking right now as we drove down to my father's store, and I think we took Rhode Island Avenue, and you would look at the markings on their doors. "Please don't burn my house. A black woman lives here. Please don't burn my house. A black man lives here. This is a black-owned residence. Please don't burn my business. This is a black-owned business." All written in white spray paint, black spray paint, red spray paint. Just an unbelievable sight in the nation's capital. Washington, D.C., washing a ton of crap down on the poor, unknowing, uneducated, fully indoctrinated, fully psyoped, MKUltra black men. And it's in every city: Detroit, St. Louis, L.A., Tampa, Florida, Washington, D.C., New York City. How sad. How pathetic. And Martin Luther King is rolling in his grave like a dying whale in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with spears and blood streaming, spears, projectiles hanging off its flesh. And the blood fills the water as the sharks descend on this whale, biting huge chunks of blubber off this whale's body. And they turn the baby whale into a tidbit, like they turn these baby black men, black men's babies. Your baby daddy is now in the hands of the New World Order. And Hitler is laughing as he's slamming the gates of hell with his head, saying, "I knew Mein Kampf. I knew my offspring, and I knew these people would, pledge allegiance to me, live or dead." And we know that Hitler died in South America somewhere in 1968. They never killed him. They got him the hell out of there. Because that's what money, power, that's what oligarchs do. you know, for 60 years they ran the drugs in here on C-130s and airplanes, and tons of it came in here, especially heroin. Heroin is a major source of funding for the black ops paramilitary. You can go look it up. Go to thewilderness.com. Mike Rupert did his best to tell us about the southern cone of South America, Chaco, Paraguay. Oh, how proud they must be. How totally and absolutely proud they must be to have done what they've done. Well, it's neither here nor there, neither there nor here. It's far from over because it's just beginning. And here we go again, 15 more years of war. This is the 30-year war in the Middle East, and they're going to bring it to the United States, and they're going to, I'm sure that somewhere, somehow, there is a storage room somewhere full of ISIS flags and, you know, all kinds of camo and, you know, uniforms and boots and military weapons. What option does a man have? As Mao says, that he'll do anything for a shiny bauble and a bowl of rice. And Kissinger says that, well, soldiers are nothing more than beasts that will do our agenda. And as you see it, and oh yeah, those are Kissinger's words. And Brzezinski writes books, and Alex Jones screams for 20 years, the Redcoats are coming. Hell on Earth is coming. Hell is frozen. You can cross the Rubicon by foot. There's no turning back. If you haven't prepared, you had better get started now. If you haven't taught your son how to use a Glock 9mm, you're going to want to do that. If you have not purchased an AR-15 and at least 100 boxes of ammunition, you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to have some shotguns with pumpkin balls. You're going to want to do everything you can to prepare your family for the maniacs that they're going to unleash on the cities of the United States of America. Will they do another 9/11? I assume this is absolutely plausible. Will we have skirmishes here and there and little guys riding around on little lone wolf fellas on 18-speed Walmart bicycles riding around setting cars on fire? Probably. Will old people be annihilated and robbed and attacked in the street? Probably. White man is the new Jew. Blacks are the new Muslim Brotherhood. Yeah, Hitler used the Muslim Brotherhood. Hitler absolutely adored these Arabs, these Saudi Muslim Brotherhood. That's what Nazis are. A Nazi is nothing but a national socialist prepared to kill anyone who does not pay their dues to the communist god. It's sad. It's dangerous. It's real. Shame on the mayor of Baltimore. Shame on that attorney general. Shame on Eric Holder. Shame on Loretta Lynch. And remember, the riot started the day Loretta Lynch was approved as attorney general, the first black woman. Yeah, let's make another spectacle out of the first black whatever. You know what I'm saying? What is the deal? How much more torment does a white man have to take before he finally rises up and say, I'll have no more of this. We're done here. The United States is a country like no other. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights need to be restored. The NDAA and the Patriot Act need to be dissolved. And the people that committed the atrocities under the Patriot Act, under the NDAA, need to be rounded up. They need to have these trials, Nuremberg, whatever. They need to go to jail, or they need to go to the end of the noose, or they need to go to a firing squad, or they need to be punished and shown that this should never happen again. And we could probably take all that money from Hillary Clinton that she took from these same Saudis, these same terrorist states, and pay for these trials. And I'll guarantee you there's plenty of money in the Clinton foundations. Sell their airplanes, sell their mansions, sell their $10 million apartments in Manhattan. Take it from them, because that's how it really rolls for criminals. And I often wonder, you know, they always allow the crime to go on until the coffers and the money or the accounts or whatever it is, the lockers loaded with money and gold and silver and riches. They wait till it overflows. They wait till it's just about enough to shut down the gangsters. And they go in and they take the assets and they put their assets in prison. Is that going to happen? Will Rand Paul do what he says he's going to do? Because I'll tell you what, you talk about a man who needs to be protected from false election counts. Yeah, all electronic voting now, my friends, is totally, totally bogus. So I hope Rand Paul looks at that. You know, in Delaware, they were flipping Republican votes to Democrat. And it hit the news, and nobody talked about it. They did it in Maryland. They did it in Delaware, some in New Jersey, and nobody talked about it. Chris Christie didn't say a word. Jack Markell didn't say a word. Martin O'Malley, nada. Because Nazis don't talk. I am but one person with my silly little everyman show giving you the facts. And I'll give you the facts from World War I, World War II. I'll tell you about the Gulf of Tonkin. I'll tell you, look at North Korea, look at South Korea. Look at China. Will Jade Helm come to your town? Is Jade Helm, which is a military supposed drill training thingy, going to come to your city and your town? Are they going to go door to door and rape your children? Take your guns? Do the atrocities that so many Nazis before them have? Will Kristallnacht come to America? And you'll have to pardon me, but being a Polish-Russian descent on my father's side, I have to ask. We know there are FEMA camps. We know that Walmart is doing something really devious right now. But are they going to build ovens? Or are they just going to figure out another way to dispose of the piles and piles and piles of dead bodies? We know that FEMA has purchased millions of coffins, body bags, and they're in storage right now on military bases. I don't know. I think that it's possible. What will they put in the chemtrails? What will they spray the skies with when the time comes, like they did in 1951 France? I pity young folks. I pity young hopefuls who went to college and learned a bunch of dribble and drabble and, you know, philosophy from professors that couldn't give a damn at $200,000 a year. Well, you know what they say. First comes the promises, then comes the lies, then comes the atrocity. History's repeating itself, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening to The Everyman Show, and I'll be doing another one real soon. Bye-bye.